Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Cape Town, South Africa. A city rich with history, shadowed by a fortress that has stood for centuries. The Castle of Good Hope, built in the 17th century by the Dutch East India Company, was designed to be a symbol of power and control. But over time, it became something far more sinister, a place where men were imprisoned, tortured, and some say left behind, even after death. Within its thick stone walls, echoes of the past still whisper. A bell rings in an abandoned tower, though no one is there to pull the rope. A spectral figure is seen pacing the battlements before vanishing into thin air. And in the darkest corners of the castle, disembodied screams still haunt the air. Could these stories be the remnants of a tragic past imprinted into the very foundation of the castle itself? Or is there something more lurking behind its ancient gates? Something watching, waiting. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. For nearly 360 years, the Castle of Good Hope has loomed over Cape Town, its pentagonal stone structure a reminder of South Africa's colonial past. Built between 1666 and 1679 by the Dutch East India Company, the fortress was meant to establish Dutch control over the region and protect trade routes. But what was meant to be a stronghold of order and power soon became a place of suffering, of prisoners, executions, and unexplained events that have left a haunting mark on its history. When the Dutch East India Company established a colony at the Cape of Good Hope, they quickly realized that a defensive fort was necessary to protect their trade post. The original fort, a rudimentary clay and timber structure, was soon deemed inadequate, and construction of a permanent stone fortress began in 1666. The castle's design was modeled after European military architecture, ensuring a formidable defense against potential invaders. By 1679, the castle was fully operational, serving as the administrative center, military barracks, and prison for the colony. Within its walls, courts sentenced criminals, soldiers stood guard, and political figures dictated the fate of those who fell under Dutch rule. But with power came brutality, and the echoes of that cruelty seem to have never left. One of the most notorious aspects of the castle was its role as a prison and site of execution. Those accused of crimes, be they political dissidents, mutineers, or petty criminals, were held in cramped, dark cells beneath the castle. Some were shackled in chains, left to starve in isolation. Others were tortured for information, their screams reverberating through the thick stone corridors. The dark hole was one of the most feared places within the castle. A dungeon with no windows, it was used as a holding cell for prisoners awaiting execution. During heavy rains, the room would flood, and some prisoners chained to the walls would slowly drown in the rising waters. It is said that those who enter the dark hole today can still hear their anguished cries, faint whispers carried through the air long after their deaths. Not all hauntings within the castle are tied to unknown prisoners. One of the most famous figures associated with the supernatural history of the Castle of Good Hope is Governor Peter Gijsbert Vanoot. In 1728, Vanoot, known for his merciless rule, sentenced seven soldiers to death for desertion. As legend has it, one of the condemned men cursed the governor with his final breath. That very evening, Vanoot was found dead in his office, his face twisted in an expression of terror. No official cause of death was ever determined. Was it the curse of a dying man or something more explainable, like a stroke or heart failure? Whatever the truth, many believe that Vanoot never truly left the castle. Staff and visitors have reported hearing heavy footsteps pacing in the governor's former chambers, even when no one is inside. Some claim to have seen a shadowy figure standing at the window, gazing out over the courtyard before disappearing into the darkness. Could Vanoot still be lingering within the fortress, cursed to roam the halls in eternal unrest? Another chilling story tied to the Castle of Good Hope involves its bell tower. Originally built in 1684, the tower held a massive bell used to announce the time and warn of approaching threats. But legend has it that a soldier overwhelmed by despair once took his own life by hanging himself from the bell's rope. Not long after strange occurrences began, at night the bell would ring on its own despite no one being there to pull the rope. To put an end to the disturbing phenomenon, officials eventually sealed off the bell tower. Yet even today, some say they hear the faint, ghostly chime of a bell that no longer swings. Paranormal investigators have tried to capture audio recordings near the tower, only to find themselves overwhelmed by an oppressive, eerie silence. Not all spirits at the castle are believed to be malicious. One of the more benevolent figures associated with the site is Lady Anne Barnard, who served as the colony's first lady in the late 18th century. Known for her charm and hospitality, she frequently hosted lavish gatherings at the castle during her husband's tenure as colonial secretary. Decades after her passing, multiple accounts claim that Lady Anne's spirit still lingers. She has been seen walking through the castle's corridors, dressed in 18th century attire, appearing before visitors as though she were still welcoming guests. Witnesses have described feeling an inexplicable warmth and sense of calm in her presence, a stark contrast to the chilling encounters reported elsewhere in the castle. For every ghost story, there are those who seek to explain it away through logic and science. Paranormal skeptics argue that many of the castle's hauntings can be attributed to psychological factors. The weight of history, combined with the eerie design of the fortress, its dark corridors, looming towers, and echoing chambers, can create an atmosphere ripe for eerie sensations and auditory hallucinations. Could the infamous sounds of disembodied screams simply be the wind rushing through the narrow stone hallways? Are the ghostly figures merely the product of flickering torchlight playing tricks on the eye? Some researchers believe that the power of suggestion plays a significant role in perceived hauntings. Those who visit the castle already expecting to encounter ghosts may unknowingly interpret natural sounds and sensations as supernatural events, and yet, many of these experiences remain unexplained. The bell towers ringing, the heavy footsteps, and the luminous figures seen on the castle walls, these events have been reported for generations. If they are not spirits, then what could they be? With a past so deeply rooted in violence, suffering, and tragedy, the Castle of Good Hope has become more than just a historic landmark. It is a place where the past refuses to be forgotten, where echoes of history seem to reverberate through time. And the most chilling part? These are only the beginnings of the strange encounters reported at the castle. The Castle of Good Hope is no ordinary historic landmark. While its walls have witnessed centuries of battles, political shifts, and human suffering, its story is far from over. Those who have dared to step inside its ancient corridors often leave with more than just tales of history. They leave with experiences that defy explanation. One of the most commonly reported apparitions is that of a tall, dark figure seen pacing the castle's battlements. The sightings often follow the same pattern. Visitors look up and see a shadowy figure moving methodically along the walls, only for it to suddenly vanish into thin air. While skeptics suggest that these sightings could be tricks of the light or even an overactive imagination, many accounts are eerily similar. Some witnesses describe a heavy sense of unease accompanying the apparition, as if they are being watched. Others claim that just before the figure disappears, they feel an intense drop in temperature. Could this be the restless spirit of a former Dutch soldier, still standing guard centuries after his duty ended? While the castle is home to many human spirits, one of its most unsettling hauntings involves an animal. A large black dog has been seen roaming the grounds, appearing suddenly before lunging at unsuspecting visitors, only to vanish into thin air just before making contact. The legend of the black dog is not unique to the Castle of Good Hope. Across different cultures, phantom dogs have been associated with bad omens and death. Some believe that this spectral creature is an echo of an animal that once guarded the fortress, its energy somehow imprinted into the castle itself. Whether a warning, a guardian, or simply a shadow of the past, the black dog remains one of the castle's most infamous paranormal mysteries. For those who have dared to enter the dark hole, the experience is unforgettable. The chamber, once a dungeon for prisoners awaiting execution, is one of the castle's most chilling locations. Many have reported hearing whispers and murmurs, though no one else is present. Others describe the sensation of being watched, an overwhelming pressure that makes the air feel thick and heavy. One visitor, a historian researching colonial prisons, recalled standing in the dungeon alone when she heard the distinct sound of shackles rattling against the walls. Another reported hearing what sounded like a man sobbing softly in the darkness. When he turned to look, there was no one there. Paranormal investigators have attempted to document these experiences using electronic voice phenomenon, EVP recordings, with mixed results. Some claim to have captured faint voices pleading for help, while others believe that the noises could be the result of acoustics playing tricks on the mind. Another spirit frequently encountered at the castle is that of a mysterious woman heard weeping in one of the abandoned rooms. No one knows exactly who she is or what tragedy binds her to the site, but her sorrow seems to linger in the air. Guards and staff have reported hearing soft sobbing, sometimes accompanied by the rustling of fabric, as though someone in a long dress is moving through the halls. The crying is said to intensify at night, filling the silence with an eerie sadness. Could she be the ghost of a grieving widow from the colonial era? A former prisoner or something else entirely? Whatever the truth, her presence has left many feeling a deep, unshakable melancholy. The numerous reports of ghostly activity at the Castle of Good Hope have fueled speculation among paranormal researchers. While some believe that spirits are actively haunting the site, others suggest that what people experience could be a residual haunting. A residual haunting, as opposed to an intelligent one, is the idea that certain environments can absorb intense emotions, especially trauma, suffering, or violence, and replay them over and over like a recording. In this theory, the apparitions seen at the castle are not conscious entities, but echoes of the past, repeating their final moments. This could explain why certain ghosts, like the soldier on the battlements or the ringing bell, always seem to follow the same patterns. They are not interacting with the living. They are merely playing out their tragedies on a loop. However, other encounters suggest something more interactive. Reports of people being touched, objects moving on their own, and unseen presences responding to questions imply that some spirits at the castle might still be aware of the world around them. In recent years, several paranormal researchers have visited the Castle of Good Hope in an attempt to document the strange activity. One investigator specializing in EVPs and temperature fluctuations conducted a nighttime investigation inside the dark hole. During a controlled session, she asked aloud, "Is there anyone here?" The recorder, which picked up only silence in real time, later revealed a chilling whisper when played back. "Yes." Even more unsettling was what happened moments later. Her temperature gauge, which had remained steady throughout the night, suddenly dropped 10 degrees within seconds. Shortly after, she and her team heard what sounded like a deep sigh from the corner of the room, though no one else was there. Despite its dark history, the Castle of Good Hope is a popular tourist attraction today. Guided tours take visitors through its many rooms, highlighting its colonial past and, of course, its ghostly residents. While skeptics dismiss the hauntings as folklore, the sheer number of eyewitness accounts is difficult to ignore. Security guards, historians, visitors, and even high-profile guests have shared their unsettling experiences. But perhaps the most disturbing question of all is this: if the castle is haunted, who else might still be lingering within its walls waiting to be discovered? After all, history leaves its mark, and in some places, the past refuses to stay buried. The Castle of Good Hope is more than just a historic relic. It's a place where the past feels like it's still watching. From the eerie toll of a bell in a sealed tower to the chilling footsteps of an unseen soldier on the battlements, the accounts of paranormal activity here are enough to make even skeptics pause. But what's really happening inside these ancient stone walls? Are these encounters the result of spirits trapped in a loop of unfinished business? Or are they simply tricks of the mind, our brains filling in the gaps with shadows and echoes? Some say residual energy lingers in places where pain and suffering once thrived, imprinting moments of fear, loss, and death into the very foundations. Others argue that the castle's hauntings are nothing more than the power of suggestion. After all, when you step into a place known for ghost stories, your mind might just play along. Yet there's something undeniable about the sheer volume of reports from this place. The sightings, the voices, the unexplainable sensations. It's hard to dismiss centuries of experiences as mere folklore. So, is the Castle of Good Hope truly haunted? That's for you to decide. But if you ever find yourself wandering its dimly lit corridors and feel a cold breath on your neck, just remember, you might not be alone. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.